This is Voice of SBV.
Greetings from Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, Pondicherry. This is Dr. Janani Muthu, periodontologist and oral implantologist from Indira Gandhi Institute of Dental Sciences. Hope this podcast finds you in good health. Let me start with the scenario that we are facing for a couple of weeks since the lockdown has been relaxed. We find an increase in patient flow reporting to dental college as compared to the previous few months. Most of the patients have one reason to report for dental treatment. We are in leave. I quote again, we are in leave. Since we are in leave, we thought, why not get our teeth cleaned? Do you think that is valid enough a reason to visit a healthcare facility in the times of COVID? Imagine this. The patient comes from some 10 kilometers away. See the distance they have to travel. How many people they would have met on way? Don't you think they are exposing themselves to the deadly virus? In the process, think of how many contacts, including their family and the dental office professionals, they are going to put at risk. With that in mind, this podcast will highlight the roles and responsibilities of patients with dental compliance and needs during COVID time. The novel coronavirus, COVID-19, has disrupted our lives in many ways. Right now, it feels impossible to predict what the world will look like next week, let alone next year. Yet, behavioral science and the broad sweep of history suggest that COVID-19 will transform our daily lives in the long run. While there are a lot of things we can't do, we can still take care of our oral health. With dental offices across the country postponing non-emergency dental treatment, it's more important than ever to keep up with your dental home care. First, let me tell you why routine dental treatments are not available. Unlike medical treatments, dental checkup and treatments involve close contact between the dentist and the patient. We literally work 6 inches away from our patients' faces. Dentists face one of the highest risks of contracting and transmitting coronavirus, even greater than the nurses or paramedics. As a result, expect your dentist to take additional safety measures if you do have to make a visit for an emergency procedure, for your protection as well as the safety of the dentist and their staff. We would like to inform you that here in Indira Gandhi Institute of Dental Sciences, Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, our healthcare practices are safe for our patients and staff. We want our patients to know that while any non-emergency dental procedure should wait, if an emergency requires a visit to the hospital, they can have the confidence that we are prioritizing their safety. To help stop the spread of coronavirus, we are advising against all non-urgent dental treatment. This includes dental checkups, examinations, x-rays, preventive treatments such as teeth cleaning, polishing and fluoride varnishes, appointments for braces, cosmetic dental treatment of any kind, and treatment on teeth that are not painful, example fillings and extractions. We still can be reached on the phone. These measures have been put in place to reduce the risk of spreading the coronavirus and the risk of cross-infection. Whenever possible, stay at home and help stop the spread of coronavirus. Non-necessary dental treatment is not a reason for you to leave the home. For your safety and safety of healthcare providers, please do not visit an urgent care clinic or an emergency room for your dental care needs. Please contact your dentist for guidance. Your dentist can handle many situations over the phone, such as helping with a toothache or a filling or a crown that has become loose. Dental clinics may be postponing non-emergency procedures, but your dentist can still make appropriate arrangements if you need care. Now, many of you might wonder, what are the emergencies for which you can visit the dental office? I am listing some of the conditions that require attention. Swelling inside or around the mouth that poses breathing or swallowing difficulties. Swelling that has not subsided in a couple of days and is worsening. Trauma including facial or oral lacerations and falling of a permanent tooth. Continuous bleeding after extraction of teeth for long. Severe dental or facial pain, that is, pain that cannot be controlled by the patient following self-help advice. Even in case of these emergencies, please avoid visiting a dental practice without calling them first. Before agreeing to see you, dental practices might need to speak to you on the phone. This is to check whether you are in good health and do not have any symptoms relating to the coronavirus. Now that you have had a phone consult and an appointment fixed for examination, what should you do in the dental setup or the dental office? First, arrive on time for appointments. Maintain social distancing and good hygiene while you are in the office. Once you enter into the dental setup, you might be advised to visit a flu clinic and get clearance. In clinics, an extensive history on travel or possible history of contacts and your temperature will be recorded, and only then entry into the office might be permitted. There might be a delay in permitting you inside the facility because of the strict protection guidelines that ought to be followed for the well-being of all. Ensure you understand and follow any provided discharge instructions to avoid the need for unnecessary follow-up care. Now, I will tell you the general guidelines to follow for dental issues. For pain without swelling, common over-the-counter pain medications can help. Contact your dentist for appropriate dosage, and if the pain continues, fix an appointment. For pain with swelling, in addition to over-the-counter pain medicines, rinse your mouth with warm salt water for short-term relief. Consult your dentist for further guidance. With that in mind, let's move on to the tips for good oral health care. With a lot of us working from home and adjusting to new routines, it's easy to put aside our dental health. Here are a few tips to help. Wash your hands. Aim for at least 20 seconds before and after any personal dental care. Brush at least twice a day. Be sure to get those hard-to-reach spots. Floss once a day. This will help removing bacteria and plaque in places your brushes can't reach. Drink plenty of water. Drinking water with meals and between the meals help. Avoid smoking. Smoking limits blood flow to your mouth, making it easier for bacteria to grow. Use mouthwash to remove bad bacteria and keep breath fresh. Diet also matters. What you eat is also important. Avoid excessive snacking, a habit that's all too easy to adopt when dealing with the stress and boredom inherent in self-quarantining. Starchy foods or drinks leads to acid buildup in our mouth, which dissolves tooth surfaces. The more often our teeth are bathed in these acids, the weaker and softer they become. They also act just like straight sugar and contribute to plaque buildup. We also recommend avoiding hard foods that can crack a tooth or damage filling, such as popcorn, peanut brittle, and sticky candy. There is an established scientific evidence that the immune response in your body is closely related to the health of your gums. Optimal gum care is also of importance. Along with brushing, gum massage is also highly recommended. In times like this, responsible behavior is called for from the public. Please do not think you are invincible. Do not consider this lockdown as leave and take this as an opportunity to finish the non-emergency procedures you have been postponing forever till now. In case of emergency, do not panic. Have a quick phone consult and get an appointment. Keep in mind all the precautions you have to take in the dental care facility. Finally, follow a good oral healthcare daily practice to avoid adverse dental complaints. Please stay home, stay informed, and stay safe. Thank you.
You are listening to Voice of SBV.